Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar. Chapter 3, Scar and Beauty. Wayne lay in the back of his dad's truck, watching the plumes of smoke rising above the mountain where his home was, as the fire traveled the mountainside, devouring everything in sight. He had drifted back to the time when he was 5 years old and was reliving the day when he first met his horses, Scar and Beauty. While with his dad collecting firewood on the mountain, he had witnessed a pack of wolves chasing two horses. One horse had received a nasty cut. They reported the incident to the Bitterroot Humane Society. "They found the horses, Wayne," shouted Jack, his dad. "Can I go see them?" Wayne asked repeatedly. Jack had agreed, and from then on, Wayne had visited them every other week while in foster care. Although he was only 5 at the time, he seemed to have a soothing presence that calmed the horses, and it wasn't long before they became the best of buddies. 8 months later, the pair was ready for adoption, and Wayne became the new owner of 2 fine-looking horses. Wayne was the happiest little boy in the world the day they came home. But he had one problem. He couldn't tell them apart. They were the exact same chestnut brown color with the same white blaze down their faces. How could he name them? A few days later, he was up in the loft of the barn getting hay to throw down into their stall. Looking over the rail, both horses were facing the back of the stall, so all Wayne could see was their rumps. One of them had something pinkish on his rump, close to his tail. Wayne got on his belly and hung his head down to look closer. It was a scar, a puffy pink scar, about 6 inches long. Hair never grew back over that area. He hadn't noticed it before because he was too short to see it from the ground. "It's a scar," said Wayne. "I know. I'll name this one Scar." After telling his dad, Jack asked what the other horse's name would be. "I don't know," said Wayne.
"Then how about Beauty? Because God has made something beautiful out of something that was very ugly. Even a scar can become beautiful to those who understand."
Little Wayne had smiled. Scar and Beauty were all his, and he loved them, especially Scar. And now, 7 years later, Wayne was very angry at God.
"Why did you let that fire happen and take my horses away after you gave them to me?"